We bring in Hog Country Online's editor, Andy Hodges. Andy, good afternoon. Boy, some news coming out of Fayetteville.
Man, I'm worn out from chasing all this stuff. It's been going on all weekend. My voice is about halfway gone from all the telephone conversations all weekend.
Yeah. Let's see. From Tennessee getting rid of Derek Dooley and potential replacements there to potential replacements on the Plains, even though they still have a coach in Gene Chizik, supposedly for the time being. And then now today, Jim Harris tweeting that Arkansas has offered its coaching job to John Gruden.
Well, I have heard rumors of that all weekend. I couldn't substantiate it. Apparently, Jim, who does some writing for us at Hog Country, by the way, so you can catch him both in our print publication and online. Apparently, Jim got it nailed down. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, but I know things have been flying up here all over the place. And one of the things that suddenly hit me today in this whole Arkansas search, guys, you know, we've heard Gruden, we've heard Gary Patterson, we've heard Mike Gundy. What happens if we get back to 2007 when everybody that they offered the job to turned it down?
Well, then I think you go after James Franklin.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, from an image standpoint, I mean, go back to 2007. Arkansas had to have Jerry Jones get into the mix because I don't think anybody even considered Bobby Petrino, did they?
No.
That name never came up till all of a sudden, here goes Jerry getting Bobby into the mix, and bam, that deal was done in 48 hours.
But, Andy, some people are saying that Jerry Jones is in the mix now.
Well, see, he may be. I don't know. At least this time he won't get fined by the NFL for tampering with another team's coach, if it is Gruden. But
yeah, ESPN can't find him. Can't find him.
Yeah, they need Jerry too much. you know, he does too many commercials for them.
What about the rumor, too, that his plane was in Tampa? He'd went down to meet with Gruden. Was it last Friday?
Last week sometime
that rumor was that he flew to Tampa just to meet with Gruden. Is there any truth to that?
I have no idea, but I know this. I know Jerry's plane stays in the air more than it stays on the ground.
Not like Mark Cuban.
Yeah, and that quite literally doesn't, in and of itself, just because his plane is in Tampa, that in no way, shape, form, or fashion means that Jerry Jones was meeting with John Gruden. I wouldn't take that at the value that indeed he was meeting with John Gruden just because his plane was there. And Jerry travels too much.
Andy, let's switch gears to basketball real quick. A nice win. B.J. Young comes back for Mike Anderson's Arkansas Razorback basketball team against Longwood last night, and then they play Florida A&M tomorrow before heading to Vegas for the big tournament.
Arkansas looked last night the way I think Mike Anderson is wanting this team to look. They were running up and down the floor, and B.J. Young made all the difference in the world. This is the first game since the first exhibition game that B.J.'s been on the floor. He had 23 points in 20 minutes, but the most impressive thing last night was the way Arkansas dominated on the boards, rebounding and kicking off the running game. And they were running up and down the floor the way, I mean, it brought back memories of 94, 95 and back in those days.
Yeah, and
as they were running up and down.
Another thing that I love about this team is their assists per game. Right now they're third in the nation. I know they've only played two games, but they have over 20 assists a game is what they're averaging. If they can keep that number right around 20, I mean, that means you're creating. B.J. Young's finding the right guy, and that means our field goal percentages is going to be high. Every one of our starters attempted a free throw, and that means you're attacking the rim.
Usually what Mike talks about when he gets into the press conferences after the game, the first thing that he mentions is usually rebounding. The second thing is free throws, because you have to have rebounds to get his type of system going, and the free throws have to be there as well. And for the fans out there listening, if you want a really good breakdown on all of this and what Anderson is looking for, Ron Crawford did one, and it's posted at hogcountryonline.com. It was just put up a couple of hours ago, where Ron went through it and pointed out the numbers and what the key numbers are in Arkansas's offense and what Anderson is looking for.
Andy, let's switch gears now back to this Arkansas football team and what they have to go up against this Friday, playing for pride. It's national television, and it's against the LSU Tigers for the first time on campus since 1992 when Arkansas joined the SEC.
Was it in Fayetteville that year?
It was, and it snowed.
Oh, it snowed that year.
Yes.
Okay, see, I was in Dallas. I didn't make it to that game that year. But LSU has, in my opinion and the opinion of some coaches that know more about stuff than me, like Pete Jenkins and some of the others, LSU has the most talent on its roster from top to bottom than anybody else in the SEC. And when they come in, they are coming into Fayetteville. Arkansas has had some luck against LSU in recent years when they caught the Tigers coming into a situation in 2008 and 2010 where LSU wasn't that into the game, where they really didn't have anything to play for, because if you remember in 2010, they played the game on Saturday. That's when they were playing the Iron Bowl on the Friday before. So LSU knew coming into that game they had absolutely nothing to play for, and their defensive secondary played that way, standing there watching Arkansas's receivers run past them. They're not going to have that luxury this year because the game's played on Friday, and no matter how slim the shot is, LSU does have a razor-thin shot at getting back into the national championship discussion.
Yeah, you look at that Florida State-Florida game, that's not going to be an easy win. And the way Florida's played the last 2 weeks, Florida State is, from what they say, like you said, LSU has one of the best rosters top to bottom. Florida State's up there in the top five also with having a top-to-bottom roster. They can play with anybody.
Oh, yeah, and that's probably going to be an ugly game. I doubt that the combined total of points in that game, I will be shocked if it goes over 40.
Andy, I agree with you there. If you had to put money on who the next coach would be at Arkansas, Tennessee, and Auburn, who would they be? I know you love this question.
I disagree with everybody who seems to think that John Gruden has no shot at taking the Arkansas job. I think if John Gruden wasn't leaning in that direction, things would not have gotten this far.
You think he would have said something by now?
I think he would have at least backed off to the point that there never would have been an offer made. I don't think Jeff Long's making an offer trying to get his attention, okay? Let me put it that way.
Yeah. We had Brock on earlier, and he was saying a little bit about his ego. And I know Coach Nutt used to do this sometimes when I was there, I think two different times. He had one time the president or the AD from Nebraska came down and picked him up in the plane, and he would do that sometimes almost, I don't know if he wanted to get a raise, if he wanted to let people know that, yeah, people want his services. And so that's the one thing that I guess Brock said, his ego, that he might just want to know that people out there still want him. But I think I agree with you, the way he's making his money right now, that if he did not want to coach again, that he would have probably just put an end to it.
Yeah, because his name gets thrown out in everything. And, guys, I've seen two situations in my lifetime at Arkansas. First of all, nobody thought Lou Holtz would ever be the head coach at the University of Arkansas. Nobody thought of Bobby Petrino coming to the University of Arkansas. I think the John Gruden thing is just crazy enough to fit in the Arkansas football history. So, I mean, I'm going to go with Gruden as the head coach at Arkansas. Until he says no, I'm going to go with that. I think at Tennessee, you've got a wild card situation going on. I know there was a deal in principle with Bobby Petrino over the weekend, and that fell through. For what reason, I don't know at this particular time. So Tennessee's looking in a different direction right now, I believe. And I think Tennessee is probably going to go back to the Alabama North theory. And don't be surprised if Kirby Smart ends up at Tennessee.
And then
because
Auburn.
Of their budget situation.
Yeah.
At Auburn, I think Bobby Petrino's the man that will be at the Plains. It's going to be somewhat of a tricky PR situation because there's still a lot of people upset over the JetGate deal in 2003. But I think Bobby Petrino lands at Auburn.
Wow. Andy, as always, good stuff. And people can find your writing along with Jim Harris and the coach Ron Crawford's at Arkansas, or make that hogcountryonline.com, correct?
Correct. And then we have the print publication. It's available wherever free newspapers are picked up all across the state.
Andy, as always, we appreciate it. Talk to you Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.